You're listening to the Friday Meltdown. I'm here. My name is Kieran. We have also got...
Allison.
We've got...
Liana.
We've got...
Sarah.
And on the line right now, we've also got Mr. Wolf. Good afternoon, Mr. Wolf.
Hey!
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Thank you very much for speaking to us on Mr. Wolf's week.
Hey!
I think we've also got Mr. Wolf's biggest fan... in studio as
That's
well.
True. Liana is a massive fan of you, Mr. Wolf.
I've got a fan?
You got a fan?
I like fans.
I like wolves and dogs, and you are a wolf. I love you.
Hey! I like sheep.
They're cute.
How do you like
They're
your
delicious.
Sheep?
They're delicious.
Oh, Mr. Wolf. That's not fair. You get very close to sheep just to pet them, not just to eat them.
Difference of opinion there. We'll sort of just go 50-50. We'll agree to you being wrong.
Their wool makes nice clothes.
Well, it gets stuck between your teeth, but use it to floss, you know, to get the pieces out, you know.
What have you been up to this week, Mr. Wolf?
Well, went to the pictures. Wanted to see a new film called Constipated, but it's not out yet. So went to see a film called Macbeth.
How was that for you?
Well, I sat down and this bloke sat next to me, looked at me and in astonishment said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, I like the book."
Mr. Wolf, shall we just say, you hail actually from where I hail, the Isle of Wight. In fact, you're actually my housemate.
Well, I don't originally come from the Isle of Wight.
Where do you come
from
originally?
Siberia. Siberia.
And why did you leave Siberia, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, because of Siberian fur gatherers. They're chasing us. So my parents put me on a boat, and I ended up in a little place called Arreton on the Isle of Wight, and that's where you kidnapped me.
Oh, we didn't kidnap you. We adopted you.
Well, okay, adopted, whatever you want. You keep me locked in the house all day long. I call it kidnap myself.
You have a lovely little pouch in the lounge to sit on.
Yeah. So I do have my Wimbledon AFC scarf.
Yes, you do have
you've
that.
You've all got other teams to follow. Yeah. And... two cats to keep me company.
Well, how are the cats treating you then, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, fine. You know, drag me around the house, you know, and generally mistreat me. But
oh, Mr.
Fine.
Wolf. Oh, don't cry.
Mr. I take Wolf. Out my anger on sheep.
You are very well known for travelling all around the world. What's your favourite place that you ever visited?
Oh, St. Petersburg. Met a lovely Russian soldier there. Oh, he was great. Yeah, he couldn't speak a word of wolf, and I couldn't speak a word of his Russian, because I can only speak Siberian and English.
It's strange, because you're very very near, aren't you, to Siberian Russian. Why didn't you pick that up, Mr. Wolf?
Well, because Russia has several different languages. It's a big country. Have you never been there?
No, I haven't, personally.
Oh, I have. I've been to Siberia and St. Petersburg.
Wonderful.
It's like going home, apart from the big tanks.
Mr. Wolf. Okay, what else have you been up to then, Mr. Wolf?
Pardon?
Well, you listen to me, won't you? You do this at home as well. What else have you been up to this week?
Yeah, let's see now. Paid a visit to a brewery, actually. Because, you know Duncan, your father.
Oh, yeah, I know him well. Sometimes he channels you through him, really. He channels himself through you sometimes, rather.
No, he's actually in the kitchen at the moment. Yeah, I went to a brewery.
Do we give him a shout?
Not really, no, because I might scare the cats.
Okay, fine then.
They might think it's lunchtime for me, you know.
Carry on, you went to a brewery.
Yeah, I went to a brewery, and I had a sneak around there, and, I mean, you could say I went shopping. Well, when I say shopping, I mean there's a field next door, and when I say there's a field next door, it's full of sheep. So what I really mean is lunch. So it was quite an interesting trip, really. Yeah, nice little brewery.
Well, I'm glad you have fun. Did you have a drink?
No. I'm teetotal.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's very nice. I think. I don't know. Has anyone got any more questions for Mr. Wolf this week?
Yeah, give us a question.
Well, Mr. Wolf, what's your favourite movie?
Oh, favourite movie.
I have once. Just quickly say, I once walked in on Mr. Wolf watching Twilight. On repeat, the DVD on loop, yeah. That's
I guess he's Team Jacob.
Yeah.
I was going to say something then, but I won't. I was alone. Let's see. I like White Fang. That's quite good. I think my favourite is The Wolf of Wall Street.
I was going to say that as a joke.
Do you like Dancing with Wolves?
Oh, Dancing with Wolves is good, except there's no dancing wolves in it. All they do is just walk around him. You know, there's no sheep. Where's the sheep? It's America. It's a huge country. They've got sheep. Well, they got buffalo.
They do. We do have sheep in America.
Well, but in The Wolf of Wall Street, there are no wolves as well.
Well, actually, technically, there are. They're just the wolves of Wall Street.
Yeah. That's per the name.
Yeah.
It's just a small technicality. I mean, I think it's a great family film myself, you know. I think it's very educational about, you know, learning about money. I think all kids should be shown it, you know, in junior schools, you know, to learn about how to do the money right and how to do the money wrong and not to go on planes.
That's great, the main lesson there, not to go on planes.
Sarah, have you got any questions for Mr. Wolf?
I was just going to remind you about the middle name thing.
Oh, yes, good point, yes. We've put it to yourself. I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, Mr. Wolf, have you?
No, I'll be watching Pointless.
another question. Listener lost. Today we are, because we've all been saying how we've got names. My father Duncan, who you know very well, don't tell him this, but he was a bit of an idiot. He spelt my name wrong, and he gave me a stupid, boring middle name called John. Sarah, we've given Sarah the Walrus, Stacey, because she's a big Beatles fan. Alison, Alison is Alison the Rebel.
Yeah.
Leanna doesn't have a middle name. Are you going to contribute a middle name to Leanna today?
Oh, a middle name. Yes. Algernon. I've always been fond of Algernon.
Okay then, Mr. Wolf. Have you got another one which isn't, I don't know, lame?
Oh, isn't
I
lame?
Quite like that.
Algernon.
How about, does it have to be male or female, or one of those names where it could be both?
Leanna looks very offended now. She's quite clearly female for us. It could be a name that could be both, like, you know, no, Pete or William.
No. What I'm saying, does the name have to be male or female? You know, because it could say Eric, you know, or Colin.
I'd say female is, again, what we're trying to say there, Mr. Wolf.
Okay, so what's her first name again?
Leanna.
And a surname?
Late or Calland?
Yeah.
Calland.
Yes, Leanna Calland.
Leanna Calland. I think Brian. I like the name Brian. It rolls off the tongue.
Hey. Well, Mr. Wolf, can we have one last wahey from you?
Wahey!
Thank you very much. Round of applause for Mr. Wolf.
Yay!
Right, you wanted a song, Mr. Wolf. What did you want to hear today?
Oh, there's one that I'm really into at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's FM by Steely Dan. And since you're a radio station, you could play it, although you're not on FM.
Yeah, cheers for a reminder. FM by Steely Dan is what you want?
That's the one I want.
That's the one you're going to get. Thank you very much, Mr. Wolf.
Oh, it's been a pleasure for all of you.
Bye, Mr. Wolf.
Bye.
Bye.